This all stems from a meeting and a visit to Mali by Tony Bambury, the top UN official on the Ebola emergency response. He visited Mali, where he met with a range of partners, both international and national, involved in the response efforts in the country. Amongst his meetings, he met the president of Mali, and they discussed the possibility of UNMEER, the UN mission, having some sort of presence in the country to help support the country's Ebola response efforts. Yesterday, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, spoke with the president, who confirmed his request. And afterwards, the Secretary General told Mr. Bambury that he'd like to see UNMEER have an office established there right away. That is happening pretty much as we speak. The Secretary General announced the World Health Organization official, top official in the country, to head the UNMEER office in Mali. And that's underway as we speak. And we're also evaluating and studying what kind of presence we need, how many staff, what kind of resources are required. So, again, that's all in motion from the day it was announced.
What specifically will be the objective of this office, and how far will it go to help with Mali's fight to combat this dreaded disease?
Well, the government of Mali has taken action already to deal with Ebola within its borders. The key thing here, and in some ways you could almost say, you know, sadly the fortunate thing, is that there's a chance for you to learn from the experience of other countries that have been affected by Ebola. You know, for example, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And UNMEER has, you know, lessons learned, of course, and has experience already in this sort of crisis response. And the fact is that Mali now has a very small number of cases compared to others, and this means there's a chance to end it quickly before it becomes a true crisis, the way it has become in other countries.
Talking about lessons learned, will the office also have an extension of helping some of these other countries, including Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, in their fight against the disease?
Well, of course, in the sense that, you know, we've already have had experience in the other three countries. I mean, there's no way we can ignore the facts of what we've learned. So definitely there will be knowledge brought to bear from our previous experiences in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone.